The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Mazeroski and Joe Beamer are back here with you on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a good one out there today. How's it going, Joe?
Brian's going well. For the fourth time already today, I've forgotten the password that I changed yesterday to log into my Odyssey stuff. But beside that, no complaints.
Yeah, you got that happens to the best of us. Change the password. Cracking a beer already this early. That's, I mean, a little risky, but okay.
It's a stressful morning.
I haven't seen the boss yet, so we're good. I run into the same issue all the time.
And they want it to be so long. So
my issue is more with, here's how my morning goes. We come in here. I start to log into things on the computer. My password is so long. I'll start typing it, but then I have to go to something else that we're doing on the air. And then by the time I go back to it, I don't remember where I ended up in the password because it's just a bunch of little dots.
Yep.
So then I have to start all over again. And then I get distracted by something else. It might take me three tries to put my password in, even if I remember it, because it's so long that I just run into problem after problem.
100%.
Joe, we got a lot to talk about today. You mentioned it a little bit yesterday because the news was breaking as we were coming on the air. But Don Granato out as Sabres coach. Now they're looking for somebody new. You heard a lot yesterday. And even throughout the morning, if you were with us here on WBEN, from Sabres GM Kevin Adams, just kind of about, you know, what he's thinking about the team. And I got to say, I loved some of what he had to say.
You don't get to the National Hockey League without handling pressure. That is the most ridiculous thing I could ever hear someone say, that guys can't handle pressure. It's what you do for a living. That's how you get here. You start getting scouted as a professional athlete. You start getting scouted when you're 14, 15, 16 years old. So that's nonsense. From day one of training camp, I don't think we had our standard high enough. Our expectations inside the room need to be raised, and there needs to be accountability across the board. That starts with me. I take responsibility for this.
How can you not like what you heard?
Yeah.
My biggest worry and what I think a lot of fans who stuck with the team, you know, throughout the season were kind of worried about is you get this feeling that you're watching it, and then you're not hearing. You don't hear much from the general manager. You don't really hear from the owner. You don't. You know. You hear the coach after every game, and you kind of wonder, like, am I hallucinating watching these games? Like, are you seeing what I'm seeing? Or why does it sound like you're seeing something completely different? Or, you know, I'm not hearing that out of you. Yesterday was like a little bit of a confirmation of, okay, you are watching the same games yes. that I'm watching because you're saying some of the same things, you know. Standard wasn't high enough from day one of training camp. It just wasn't like the expectation to win was not apparent enough, I guess, with the Sabres. And you heard that from Kevin Adams yesterday. He said, you know, part of that is my fault. It's not like he's not a part of the organization too, but right. a reason for making the coaching change. And really the only thing I had left undone, and he said he wanted to give everyone time and, you know, things like that, but seemed like maybe a move that the way he was talking yesterday could have made sooner. Or might have even wanted to make sooner. I don't know, but
he was asked that question. Yeah,
should have made sooner. I don't know, but it's one of the things there. So now the attention turns to what's next, and the one name that everybody, you know, wants because of what Kevin Adams said yesterday.
I want the next head coach to be someone that has experience and can push this group to the next level and win hockey games. And I think I have it in my mind exactly what I'm looking for, and that'll be starting today.
Okay, so has experience, can push a group to can win hockey games. And I have in my mind exactly what I'm looking for. Sounds a lot like one person we all know very well, Joe.
Yes, it does.
Come on, Lindy. Like, am I the only person who... I know I'm not the only person because we got the text in yesterday when we were doing it. Lindy Ruff. The only arguments I'm seeing, and depending on who you talk to, I feel like you hear one of two things. you hear people, and I do believe it's the vast majority of people, would love to see Lindy back in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you have people who don't, and they're very against the idea of Lindy back in Buffalo because they're just opposed to the idea. It doesn't matter if it's Lindy or anybody, if it would have been Ted Nolan or anybody, they're opposed to the idea of bringing back somebody who had been here before, the quote-unquote retread, or like we've been there before, or they don't want anybody who's had ties to the Sabres before, like a clean slate. You don't want to look like you're stuck in the past. You know, that's the fear that a lot of people have.
There were some really good years in the past.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's how I look at it.
The past is when we made the playoffs. That's kind of the thing. I'm ready for Lindy Ruff.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm saying this because, Brian, I usually, you know, we've had these discussions. I usually fit in with the people who say, hey, let's not go backward. Let's not bring someone back. But I've done a complete 180 over the last decade, and I think the way this team is right now, I mean, what's one word you could use to describe this team last season? Soft. I don't know many Lindy Ruff teams that you could use that word to describe. So I think Lindy Ruff would probably be like the perfect coach. And let me tell you, we talked about empty arena yesterday. I guarantee you, all you do is announce Lindy Ruff, and you've got a packed house on day one.
So you've got all these coaches who might be available, some who might not be, and people still talk about them. But you have this laundry list of coaches, and I'm sure, Joe, that some are better than others.
Of course.
I don't think you know who's better than others as Sabres head coach until they do the job. Like, it's impossible almost to tell, you know, that one guy is going to be better. You know, this former NHL coach is going to be better than that former NHL coach just because, you know, why? Like, tell me a good reason why. You need to kind of see it in action. Unless somebody can tell me why these guys are better than Lindy Ruff, why wouldn't I just bring Lindy back for the buzz alone? Like what you mentioned, Joe. I mean, opening night, Lindy Ruff's name gets announced. Like, everyone there is cheering him on, like ready to go. Now, if it's some other coach, everyone would be like, yeah, all right, like, let's hear it from the new coach. If it's Lindy Ruff, it is, I got to see this, like, let's go, we're back in it.
And that has a domino effect. I know this is going to sound dumb, but it has a domino effect. You got a packed house, these players feed off that energy. I do think it would have a domino effect on the ice. And, I mean, again, we're acting like Lindy Ruff didn't have success in Buffalo. He was an injured a D-line away from winning the Stanley Cup, okay? I'm going to say it. They would have beaten Edmonton. He was an injured defenseman away from winning the Stanley Cup. Lindy Ruff is a proven coach, and he coached well in Buffalo. Again, I was ready to get rid of him when they did. I thought it was a great move, clean house. But I think that's the guy this team needs, and this team needs buzz. When's the last time? The last time this team had any buzz that I can remember was when they went on that 10-game win streak in 2018. So if anything in Buffalo needs buzz, it's the Buffalo Sabres. And I'm telling you, the Jumbotron's not enough.
that's it. So, all right, a few things on this. You mentioned soft, and I do want to say this. I do kind of feel bad for Don Granato because this is what happens, right? When if you're more of a soft-spoken guy or seen as more of a player's coach or whatever, like, and it doesn't work out, you're painted as like, oh, enough of this soft coach. Like, oh, he's too much of a wimp around the players or something. Like, that's how it ends up. On the opposite side, like the Rex Ryan thing, like if you're a bombastic guy, you know, the build the bully guy, hard-hitting coach, and it doesn't work out, you're all of a sudden a buffoon, right? Like it's just, it's one or the other, unless you win, and if you win, you're a genius, no matter what style you are. On our text board this morning, so 803-0930, Lindy back in Buffalo, what do you think? And there's this. So this is the text in here. Lindy Ruff was fired for a reason. No getting fired and then rehired again. Have you ever seen it happen, like wherever you work, you know, the quote-unquote retread of someone being fired Or not even being fired, of losing the job, then coming back to the same place, maybe even the same job, and doing it better or just as well.
Yeah.
803-0930, because I'm sure some people have seen it where they work. I've seen it with you, Joe. You left here, and then you came back, and, you know, better than ever.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people have seen it. Why would the NHL be any different? And then I get this one, which it's another one that I don't quite like get. There are a few texts in here. Someone, when did Lindy win the Stanley Cup? No Lindy. What has he won ever? Can I go back, Joe, and look at the, give you the list of Stanley Cup winning coaches, right? Last year was Bruce Cassidy. You know what he won before? He never won the Stanley Cup before he won the Cup last year.
Of course.
Before that, Jared Bednar. He did not win a Stanley Cup before he won the Cup last year. John Cooper. They won back-to-back with the Lightning before he won the Cup. They didn't. They never won. He never won the Cup. I'm looking back. The list goes on and on and on. You have to go back to Joel Quenneville with Chicago a decade ago.
Wow.
Who won those Cups with Chicago with that amazing team as somebody who has won the Stanley Cup and then, you know, won it again several years, like a repeat. There's no Scotty Bowmans in the league anymore. And we tried that, by the way, with Dan Bylsma. Like, we brought in the Stanley Cup winning coach, and it didn't work out. Like, maybe, I don't know, maybe we should have kept him around longer. But
that is the thing. I mean, the Sabres have used that to hire a coach before, and it got very similar results to what we've been used to over the last decade. I mean, that's not always a given qualifications. There are, in sports, there are coaches that have gotten to the championship game and then just did not pan out anywhere else.
People want Craig Berube. If he didn't end up winning the, like if he just went to the conference finals with the Blues, that other, right. Would anybody want him?
Yeah, exactly.
Or like, do we just want him because he won the Cup? I mean, it's not taking away from the accomplishment, but he didn't win the Cup before. You know, they hired him midseason and he never won a Cup before. You know, the Mike Sullivan, people say, whoa, what if Pittsburgh does away with their coach? Can we take him again? He didn't win the Cup before. I don't know. This. If your qualification is it has to be a Stanley Cup winning coach, it doesn't guarantee anything in the future.
No, it's been proven. Like, you don't have to look that far in Sabres past to see that it's been proven. And those were, on paper, good teams.
803-0930 if you want to weigh in on it. Like, what's wrong with the retread? Like, that's basically my... And I like this person's attitude on the text board. Obviously, what they're doing isn't working. So what do they have to lose?
Yes. It did work more. It worked more with Lindy. And with the way the Sabres are playing, working is getting to the first round of the playoffs. Right? I understand that 15 years ago, the expectations were higher because what we had on the ice. But for the last decade, you know, the Buffalo Sabres have not been to the playoffs since Brian and I were in college, okay? It's not working. Getting to the first round is working, and it worked more with Lindy Ruff than it has since he left. And I want to make this point again because someone said it on, I am the person who would usually say Buffalo spends too much time looking in the past. I have done shows about that. This is an example where I think it would actually be beneficial to maybe get that energy from the past, and that energy is Lindy Ruff. We're not saying bring back Darcy Regier, okay? We're saying Lindy Ruff.
A couple of messages. I think this is from the same person. Boston wins every year. Well, wins what? Like they won the Stanley Cup in 2011, and that coach got fired.
Right.
Like, he's not with the team anymore. This is some teams make the playoffs every year. Those coaches are still with the teams. Like, if they're doing really good, they're generally not on the market. Buffalo, by the way, you know, everyone's like, oh, here we go again. Another coach. Like, you need some continuity. I took a look around. So they've 7 coaches since 2012. I think that's including Lindy. 7 coaches since 20, or maybe that's not. Either way.
No, that would have been because he got fired February 20th, 2013.
Well, whatever it is, 7 coaches in the last whatever. Half the league has had, in the same time period, 5 or more coaches in that same time.
Wow.
So it's not like, you know, everyone wants to point to the exception to the rule of, like, one guy holding the position for a very long time. Like the guy in Tampa, you know, eventually they end up winning a cup and they're, like, great. But most teams, like Florida, has had 8 coaches in that time. Look at them now.
And they've had, yes.
They're in
success.
This cup final last year. They're one of the best teams in the NHL this year. You know, Philadelphia, seven coaches in that time. But
wow.
Dallas, best team in the NHL this year, six coaches in that time. So, I don't know. It's not like we're alone. I understand the mindset of, because I had thought about this in the past, like during one of those coaching changes, I've definitely thought the thought of just, no, why is everybody so stuck in the past? Like, why does it have to be this person or that person? Like, I want somebody who's never been in Buffalo before. I just think, like, I'm so beyond that now. 13 years, no playoffs. Like, I don't care who it is. Honestly, as important as it is to get in the playoffs, is as important to me to get people at bars to know when the games are on so they can be on TV.
100%. 100%. Like I said, there's been no buzz around this team. I mean, it was such a different time 15 years ago when you would go to the Olive Garden and they'd have a TV with the game on. You know, like that's a stretch, but you get what I'm saying. The game was on everywhere. To now, you have to remind the bartender, hey, remember when you used to have the big schedule behind the bar? Well, there's a game tonight. Could you put it on the TV? That just shows how far this team has fallen. And I would say at the height of popularity, Lindy Ruff was the coach. There's a lot of signs pointing to why I'm breaking away from my stop looking in the past Buffalo, which I still believe on 99% of things, and say, let's go back to the past, because the past was fun. We had a lot of fun when Lindy Ruff was the coach. We had some rough years, don't get me wrong, but we had a lot of fun.
A couple more texts. First few games, Lindy loses, everyone will want him fired. Yeah, that's how it works. Like, yeah. That is going to be the case no matter who you hire. Like, that's how it works. That's how it works in sports. You stink out the gate, everyone's going to say, terrible decision.
Yeah.
Should be somebody else.
By the way, that Stanley Cup winning coach that you want to bring in, if he goes on a losing streak, same thing. It's not just Lindy, right? The guy that, you know, won the Stanley Cup, we should get him. He goes 0-5, the town...
Yeah,
the people who are paying attention want him fired.
Somebody else, the same guy who couldn't win before, please no. Here's another thing that I think that has to be said. No one will say it with the team. Like, you know, our goal, we want to win the Stanley Cup. Yeah, all right, great. The bar for success has been lowered.
Yes.
Like, winning back then was winning the Stanley Cup.
Yes.
Get me to the playoffs, and then we can talk about something else.
Everyone's going to disagree with what I'm about to say. Getting swept in four games in round one is...
I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll take it.
That's a successful season.
I will take it. The bar is lowered. It's like the Bills. Like, the bar can go back up very quick.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at now. Now everyone's disappointed with the Bills. If, you know, they haven't made it to the Super Bowl. You know, only two teams make it to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Are they going to win a Super Bowl? Fans, I saw the question on like a legitimate news outlet not that long ago. It was, you know, what was it? Oh, would you be disappointed if Josh Allen and the Bills only won one Super Bowl? Like, we haven't even done that yet. But, like, it's amazing how the bar... 5 years ago, it was like, wow, it's nice to win a playoff game.
Yeah. I mean, when Sean McDermott took the Buffalo Bills to the playoffs with Tyrod Taylor, and they only scored a field goal.
They threw a rally at City Hall.
Yeah. And they only scored a field goal in the game.
So the bar goes up and down. Right now, it's at a low point. So
very low.
Let's just start there. I'd like to meet that first. We'll get to your calls and more. 803-0930, BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer with you on WBEN. I want Lindy back behind the bench of the Sabres just because I do. Do I have to explain myself? I guess I will. What about you? We'll go to the phones, 803-0930. Dave joining us on WBEN. How's it going?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Doing good, Dave.
Doing well.
All right, here's my take real quick on what happened to the Sabres. Well, number one, I have NHL center ice. I get to watch all the games, and I do watch a lot of games, including Buffalo. To go deep in the Stanley Cup playoffs, you got to have obviously three things. You got to have a good goaltender who's popped. You got to have a top scorer, and you got to play defense. In my opinion, Buffalo this year didn't make the playoffs because their top scorer, Tage Thompson, had an off year. If he scores anywhere close to those 47 goals that he got last year, I don't think we're talking about hiring a new coach. I think this team makes the playoffs. I really do. There were a lot of games he was injured, and he wasn't up to 100%. And I believe Granato said that in a couple of press conferences. He's playing hurt, and that's not why he's scoring. And no one else picked up the stick to score like he was. And, you know, like I say, I watch a lot of games, and the teams that go far in the playoffs have all those three components. And I still say today that if Tage Thompson had been the same player he was last year, we're not talking about a new coach. But anyway, I agree with you. I'd like to see Lindy come back too, but we'll see what happens. But that's my take on the whole thing. And I watch a lot of hockey games. I watch more hockey games than I watch football games.
Oh, wow.
And I just want to hear your opinion on that.
Well, Dave, I guess I'll say I don't necessarily disagree with you, but I also don't think you can bank on a player to score 50 goals every year, right? That's like even you go back at Ovechkin. He's like greatest goal scorer of a generation.
True.
You know, I agree that every year of his career.
I agree with you. But these teams that are going to go deep in the playoffs do have a top player that scores a lot of goals. You'll see that towards when you watch the playoffs. You'll see a guy like Pasternak from Boston, who scores a lot of goals. You'll see, I can't think of the guy from Tampa who scores a lot of goals, Stamkos. These guys lead their teams in goals, and these teams are going to go far in the playoffs. And if Buffalo had Thompson, they would have. In my opinion, you wouldn't be talking about getting a new coach. Granato would have stayed.
Hey, Dave, thanks for the call. Like I said, don't necessarily disagree with it, but...
But it's you said this in October.
Yeah.
You said in October you can't bank for every player to just be the same, if not better, going into the season. Which, I mean, that partially is on Kevin Adams, and you know, he said he's part of this as well. But that you forecasted this, Brian, before the season. You said it's difficult to bank on every player doing career best and then some second straight season.
Yeah. Oh. If you're penning them in for 50 goals a year, you're penning them in to be like the greatest player of all time.
Yeah, right.
I think he's great. I don't know if I want to go that far. On Lindy and bringing him back and all of that goes into it. 803-0930. Are you in favor of it? And I really think it kind of comes down to, you know, two sets of people. Do you love the nostalgia of it? Like, do you relish in the idea of having that familiar face, that familiar feeling? I'd go as far as to say, like, it brings an identity to the team, again?
A lost identity.
Or do you just hate it? Like, are you just anti-nostalgia when it comes to this? Do you not want to look back in the past? Do you not want to go back and fish for things? I can see both ways. What about you? 803-0930. You know, Joe, we talked about in the first segment, I am the type of person who in the past would have said a whole bunch, you know, anytime, Rick Dudley, you know, we got this or that, I didn't want any part of it. I was like, why do we just only bring up names of former Sabres? And now after, I go to most of the games now, I've watched this team for years, now I'm like coming full circle, like, whatever. What are my odds of winning with, X person who used to play for the team who I can enjoy knowing is there versus person who didn't play for the team? Like, what's the variance there? Right. Like, can you tell me? You can't. So why not hire the player I enjoy without them even doing a thing?
Yeah. I mean, again, if they were doing the same thing for the last decade, right? If they were just going former player, former coach, boom, boom, boom. But they have tried, you were talking with DiBiase about this earlier. They have tried literally everything. They've gone down every route. That's how Ralph Kruger ended up in Buffalo. They've gone down every route. It hasn't worked. It hasn't worked since Lindy Ruff. And that is why I am breaking my don't go backward and saying, gosh, wouldn't it be awesome to see Lindy there with the goat head jerseys on? Come on.
They've done... You can actually argue that they've done everything except go the nostalgia route.
Right.
I mean, this it would be the one thing they haven't tried is going back to somebody they've tried before.
Started right after Lindy with Ron Rolston.
Right. You've gone the promote from the minors route a couple of times, actually. You've done the hire the hot assistant who's going to be next in line to be a head coach. That didn't work out. You've gone and hired the proven head coach who's won a Stanley Cup. That didn't work out. You've gone off the board and off the wall and hired some guy who hadn't coached in the league in like 4 years, coached hockey like five times, ran a soccer team. That didn't work out. So,
yeah,
you know, what's left to do? You can't say for sure that this thing is not going to work. I can point to all the other things and say, well, that might not work. So if I don't know, why not bring in the person everybody likes?
Right. He's available. It's a fan favorite. I know we're getting a lot of text one way. I still believe a majority of Western New Yorkers, a majority of hockey fans in Buffalo would love to see Lindy Ruff behind the bench. I think it's the popular one. And he has proven to do more winning than this team has done since he left.
I on that text board, you mentioned 803-0930 to give us a call or a text this morning. The somebody, let's see, rehire the coach you fired was also fired by two other teams since the Sabres got rid of him. Typical Buffalo. Anyone you hire is going to be somebody who's been fired. Right. Unless you're promoting someone who's never done the job before, which
we just did.
One, it doesn't sound like that's going to happen. Two, I don't think that's what people want to see. Like, then you'd have people complaining about, oh, another inexperienced coach. Like, everyone's gone and been fired, like, one way or the other.
Yeah, the Stanley Cup coach you want is someone that a team said, well, you won that cup, and then since then you weren't good enough for us.
Was one of the guys on the list, Gallant, who he coached Vegas when they first came into the league, made it all the way to the Cup Finals. Wasn't he fired from... Was he in Florida before? And it was like notorious. They just sent him into a taxi, kicked him out of the hotel, like said, see ya. Right? Like, everyone's been fired.
I mean, do people think, and again, I love Buffalo, I love Western New York, but do people think like the Sabres are going to go after a coach who's on a team and say, hey, why don't you come coach us?
Yeah.
Why don't you come here? Look what we offer. I just don't think that's going to happen.
803-0930, we'll go to Greg in Lancaster. You're on WBEN. Good morning, Greg.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I've got something for everybody, for the Sabres fans. Something for the new ones, something for the old ones. There's really only two choices for coaches in Buffalo. And the first one, if you want to go with somebody new and fresh, you go with Ted Lasso. And if you want to go for nostalgia, we go back to Scotty Bowman. And that'll keep everybody happy.
Scotty, you know what, Greg? I don't mind the idea. Scotty, what's he, 93?
Hey, how many cups does he have?
that's right. That's the argument for it. Hey, Greg, thank you. The age of Scotty Bowman's done, though, isn't it? Like, that one guy can just be super successful. Maybe there's another one out there, but I don't necessarily see it anywhere.
By the way, he's 90, and he does live in Buffalo, so he might be listening. Scotty, we love you.
Yeah, I didn't mean to add three years on there for it, but I think he's the last great dynasty coach. Can you see anybody?
No.
This is just the kind of the life cycle, aside from a few people. Like what I mentioned, half the league has changed coaches at least five times since, you know, the Sabres kind of started this run through coaches. They're not unique in this way. And, you know, for the people who are texting in, why would they try the same old thing over and over again? What is the same old thing? Somebody would have to explain that to me.
Right.
Hiring Lindy Ruff would actually not be the same old thing. It would be
the one
unique
they haven't done.
In the fact that they'd be going back to something to the last thing that did work.
Right. It's the last time that this team raised a banner. Lindy Ruff was, I'm sorry. A banner for achievement on the ice.
Yeah.
it was Lindy Ruff.
We've raised a lot of banners.
You're right. That was, I don't want to be
you
called
got the
fake
beer
news.
One up there, the healthcare, the numbers.
I don't want to be called fake news. I'm
the
just
bandits.
Saying. Hey, that was for achievement. Yeah.
For all those other stuff. Somebody on the text board, I like this one. This is a good way. Because I was asking before, haven't you seen this in your own job? Or somewhere in your own life. But outside of the workplace, this person texts in, ever dated a girl, broke up, reunited years later. happens a lot. It's usually better the second time around. Haven't you heard of a million relationships that are like that? I've been to weddings before where they're telling the story of how, oh, yeah, you know, we broke up and then we got back together. And now look at us here. Like, yeah, we made it to the, you know, big ceremony at the end.
I know a couple very well who broke up and then got married.
Right? Like, it's not unheard of in life.
Right, no.
There's no rule to why it can't happen.
Sometimes you go back. I am not a fan of The Office like you are, Brian, but I saw, you know, the clip from the episode where I guess Dwight was fired and went to work at Staples.
Yeah.
And then they said that was Terry going to Lindy Ruff.
could be exactly that. Could be exactly that. Like, hey, we want you back. We need to be back together. And I mean, it is kind of funny for like that idea. Like, hey, sorry we got rid of you all those years ago.
Yeah.
It wasn't going well at the time.
Could you end the drought?
In retrospect, things were pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, in retrospect, we do kind of regret it just a little bit.
I mean, the game after Lindy Ruff left, the seats were still full.
Mm-hmm.
And you have not had that consistency since he's been here.
That's been tough. Somebody on the text board saying, hire Don Cherry.
Man, he's the same old age as Scotty Bowman. Look at that.
I'm all ears.
Yeah, I mean.
Would that not be awesome?
He's not doing anything.
Would that not be awesome?
It would be. Can you still bring the same fire at 90? I'm not being ageist. I'm just asking.
I think so.
Yeah?
You needed a change. I think. And honestly, as I said yesterday, I don't care if it's Chan Gailey behind the bench. Like, I'll be in the seat next year, but I would just like to see it happen.
And let me say, I still think it was the right move to get rid of Lindy when they did. Like, I'm not saying that was the wrong move. Mm-hmm. I think at the time it was the right move. Things have changed, as Brian pointed out. Things have changed. The bar is very low. We know from experience, and Lindy's done it at other teams, just last year, by the way, he can get us to the bar where it is today.
I like what Kevin Adams had to say yesterday, you know, before we move on. It's almost like he's turning the page from, I hate to use the expression, but like this team for the last few years has kind of been like it's the millennial organization of the NHL. It's like the, you know, feel good. Yeah. Like, hey, we're just trying to have a good time here. You know, everyone gets a trophy at the end of the year.
Yeah, no.
But like that's kind of the feel. It actually worked the first year where it's like, all right, you know, like, yeah, it is good to feel good. Yeah. Like we need some positive vibes around this team. It works for 1 year and that's it.
Right.
Like once you get past that and you try and do, you know, now 2.5 years on just like, hey, well, you know, we're having a good time. We're growing as people and humans. Like I'm glad that there was like an awakening at some point being like, yeah, all right, that's over. Like playtime's over.
Yeah.
Let's get to work.
The fun now is the Stanley Cup playoffs. That's the fun.
That would be the fun.
Yeah. And I don't actually think you have fun till then, in my opinion.
The other story I had highlighted today that I thought I would ask you, because I don't think you've read this. Maybe you have. But I thought it was very interesting. It was a CBS story on a Gallup poll showing the cost of student debt. It was all about student debt.
Okay.
And in the poll, they asked, I thought this was a very interesting question. They asked people what they believed the typical cost of a degree was, average price to attend.
For a bachelor's degree?
Now, they said that half of people polled, so half plus a third. So a vast majority of people who were polled in this survey could not even get within $5,000 of how much that would cost to go to the cost of attending an in-state public college per year. On average.
Per year, on average, in-state.
In-state, public college, per year, on average.
Are you dorming there? I mean, that's where the specifics.
Well, you don't get specifics because you're just asked the average cost. What do you think it is?
$38,000.
Okay, so you're way up.
Am I? Okay.
So the average cost of attending an in-state public college is about $15,000 a year.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Yeah. So the poll showed that half of people said they believed the price was below $10,000. About a third said it was more than $20,000, which you would fall into.
I mean, a third.
Hardly anybody could guess exactly what it was, which would lead to all these misrepresentations and everything, which this article says, leads to a poor outcome. For instance, people who think college is more expensive than it is might be less likely to go. If you underestimate the cost, that's how you end up in debt.
That's a good way to look at it.
I mean, I think it was pretty, but like not knowing what the cost is. And I think part of that has to be, you know, this is an in-state public college. Part of that is probably there's so many different colleges to choose from with so many different rates.
Right.
That it does get easily confusing.
Yeah, of course. And add-ons when you get to school. Right? I mean, you factor in room and board, you know, food, whatever, all that stuff. It adds up.
Oh, well, yeah. You're telling me. Yeah. Trust me. I know how it
just
adds up.
You know.
But that was me. In-state, you know, a public college. And, you know, the per-year cost, it definitely adds up.
I know we've talked about this before. Would you do anything differently if you could go back to 18 making your college decision?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do it all differently.
Really?
Yeah. I think I would. I think in retro, I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah.
It would be tough to, you know, like the friendships you make and like that kind of stuff that is irreplaceable. And then you think about it, it's like, well, I probably would have made friends doing this thing too. Like,
yeah.
To going the other way. Like, you probably would have made some friends one way or the other, but
I'm glad I didn't have the look into the future. Like, I'm glad I didn't have that.
Well, I think there's a reason that doesn't exist.
Right.
Like, just because, like, it would ruin you. Yeah. I think it would paralyze you.
Look
like
at Marty McFly.
Knowing what happens in the, you know, you'd run into all these things. But like in retrospect, like, oh, would you do it this way? Like, no. I would go to, like, I was a smart kid. I'd get a real job.
Yeah. Right? That's like, where you and I were different.
Or I just wouldn't go at all and I'd get a real job.
That's where you and I were different. I was not the smartest high school student. I made up for it in college, but I was not the smartest high school student.
I would have listened to some other people's advice.
It was always interesting, the friend that you had that didn't go to college, and then when you graduated in debt, they were making six figures. And like, how the hell did that happen?
Right. And the person who all the teachers would have said, like, oh, yeah, worried about you, you know, to that person.
Yeah.
I'm like, doing way better than everybody. Or they're like, oh, yeah, you're such a good student. You're going to do great.
Yeah.
They're still debt later.
They're our age, still trying to figure out their life.
But yeah, anyways, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
The misconception on the cost.
So will we know Friday at the press conference if Lindy Ruff is the new coach?
I think yesterday was the press conference.
He originally was supposed to have one on Friday, right?
They put that. Well, they also said head coach Don Granato would be having a press. You know, like
he's not speaking Friday.
Yeah, I think yesterday was pretty much the season end. I think we'll hear when we hear.
Okay.
I don't know when that'll be. I think, you know, he sounded pretty determined. Maybe as soon as Monday. I don't. We'll see.
And then have Lindy make the pick at the draft.
I think that's one you want to not do on a Friday.
No.
New coach, like exciting stuff. You want to kick off a week with that.
I like that, yeah.
Sure. Monday or a Tuesday or something. Anyways, we'll both be back here tomorrow. You got David coming up after the news with Lucas, Brian Mazeronski, Joe Beamer on WBEN.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.